An independent auditing firm says it found conflicting financial reports and inconsistent property tax expenses, staffing charges, and donated land costs. The final audit has not yet been released. Mississippi Valley Conservancy's Bluffland Protection Program is being scrutinized. Since 2002, it's received city and DNR Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program funds to preserve the bluffs overlooking the city. Phil Addis is a private attorney hired by the city for this case. He says MVC owes the City of La Crosse and the DNR $1.14 million combined. He also asked the City Council to pass a resolution regarding MVC this week.
Well, the idea is that hopefully they'll meet with the city and the DNR now and try and reach a resolution of it. But, you know, as trustees of taxpayer dollars, yes, we expect to receive that money back.
But MVC Executive Director Tim Jacobson says they've done nothing wrong and were audited on a yearly basis all along.
The city and the DNR were fully aware at all times how this program was funded. They approved the officials who were involved in implementing the program approved the program, and not only was it approved and accepted, but it was recognized as being a wonderful collaborative conservation effort.
Jacobson says he sees the audit as a way to kill the Bluffland Protection Program and funnel money into the city's Parks and Recreation Department. City officials have not been allowed to discuss the MVC audit. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.